Manuka linda está aquí. Ocho candelas para mí. Manuka linda está aquí. Ocho candelas para mí. Oh.
I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. One of Oregon's most unique and accomplished musical ensembles, Pink Martini, will join with the Eugene Symphony for a performance on December 14th at the Halt Center. They'll feature the global holiday repertoire found on the Pink Martini CD, Joy to the World. Pink Martini is also celebrating the release of their new album, Get Happy, which features Phyllis Diller's final recording and guest appearances from Rufus Wainwright and NPR's Ari Shapiro, among others. Pink Martini founder Thomas Lauderdale joins me by phone at KLCC. Thanks for taking a few minutes today, Thomas.
Thank you so much.
I kind of think of Pink Martini's music as a global ambassador because it connects so many cultures and traditions. I presume those kind of connections will be a key element of the holiday show with the Eugene Symphony, correct?
Yes. You know, I used to make fun of people and groups that made holiday albums.
Uh-huh.
But a couple of years ago, Starbucks asked if we would consider making an album and basically sort of helps commission it. It was too good of an offer to pass up. I actually happen to love holiday music. So we said yes and kind of created this album, which I think is really inclusive and global and has everything from Christmas songs to there's a Hebrew prayer that's sung by Cantor Ida Ray Kahana and Ari Shapiro and China Forbes, and to a piece in Ladino, which is at the intersection of Hebrew with Spanish, to a Chinese New Year song, which is sung by China and Timothy, and also verses of Auld Lang Syne in Arabic, as well as a verse of Silent Night in Arabic that was first performed by the great diva from Lebanon, Fairouz.
It's quite the eclectic repertoire on Joy to the World, and I'm presuming in the live concert it will be equally eclectic. Tell me a few things that are going to be included in that show.
Well, everything from Auld Lang Syne in three different languages, in Scotch, in French, and Arabic, to there's an original song called Snow Globe Christmas that China and I wrote, to old favorites like Amado Mio and Savatik and Hang on a Little Tomato. As well as material from the new album, such as there's a song called Ich dich liebe that was first performed in 1964 by Mimi Van Doren in a German Western called Freddie and the Song of the Prairie, to a song that's sung by Timothy Nishimoto in Japanese called Zundoko Bushi.
When the potential repertoire is so vast globally, how do you go about choosing material for a CD like Get Happy?
The material kind of is predicated and determined really by whoever's in the building, whoever I'm spending time with, whatever countries we're visiting. That's how things kind of unfold.
It's a definite evolution for the band now to have Storm Large on vocals half of the time, as well as China Forbes. How's that evolved what you choose musically?
I have to say that it's really lovely being able to have not one but two. And in fact, it's given me the idea that everybody should have a doppelganger. It just gives everybody more options.
It also gives you an even larger band to manage.
Well, yeah. but having a larger band is actually the only reason why the band still exists, is because it's large. If we had been a four-piece band, we would have killed each other a long time ago. It means that if you're not getting along with somebody, there's always somebody else you can spend time with. I mean, it's a lot to handle, it's kind of preposterous sort of idea to play this kind of music and to have 10 musicians or 12 musicians and hurtling across the country in a bus or fly into Europe. It's a little preposterous, but somehow we've been very, very lucky, and we're almost in our 20th year.
Well, Get Happy includes a collaboration on a Charlie Chaplin song with Phyllis Diller that turned out to be her last recording. That must bring up some emotion for you to have had that experience and see in retrospect how that turned out.
Well, she's, amazing. She's incredible. For a woman who was basically a pioneer in comedy in America, Smile is a perfect choice. It's a beautiful song. And it was written by Charlie Chaplin, who was a friend of hers. So it all felt really, really right.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile, maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you.
It's astonishing to me that there are all of these sort of incredible legends. In America, something happens when you get older, and that is that people stop calling. People stop engaging, and I don't understand this. I think it's wrong, and I think it makes all of us much stupider if we're not spending time with our elders, the people who have come before us. I mean, it happens in all across America. There's this sort of weird obsession with youth, but young people are really dumb and inexperienced, and they don't have the answers. They really don't have the answers. I mean, they have some new ideas here and there, but like ultimately, this concept of collaborating with people who are older, I think is really right. You know, when a young person sort of sings about love, it's like, yeah, what the hell do you know about love? When an older person sort of sings about it, there's something much smarter and deeper there.
Thomas Lauderdale, Pink Martini, who will join with the Eugene Symphony for a holiday performance at the Halt Center in Eugene on December 14th, featuring music adapted from Pink Martini's multi-denominational holiday CD, Joy to the World. For tickets and information on the show, eugenesymphony.org and haltcenter.org. For more on Pink Martini, including Joy to the World and their new CD, Get Happy, visit pinkmartini.com. Thanks, Thomas, so much for your time today.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen. Should all